Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, February 2nd, 2015, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday. Yeah, it's that day when we do our thing. We can get our heads, our paradigms all shaped and going in the right direction. Well, with that, I hope you are having an amazing day today, and I hope you have a phenomenal week ahead, too. You know, it's a good thing to look ahead, particularly with some optimism. Things just seem to go better when you do. You know, optimism is one of the best ways to begin your journey to almost anywhere, particularly when the day's been challenging or the week's been challenging or, you know, the time or season you may be experiencing that sometimes is unpleasant, difficult, or hard. Many of us have been in that place. And when we look back, we call it a setback. And coming up and out of it, well, you know, whether it's emotional, psychological, spiritual, physical, financial, we know that it takes a bunch of optimism and a whole lot of other stuff too, doesn't it? The powerful news is that we can make the journey. We can make the journey to a better place when we try. Today, my special guest is superstar RRR TV host Cassandra McShepherd, my good friend and my BFF radio friend for sure. And we're going to be talking about that. From setback to comeback, the journey up. How do you do it? We're only a couple of voices, but so many can attest to the fact that there is a place called up, and you can get there with some time and effort. We know this to be true. Isn't that right, Cassandra?
Absolutely, Silver. I can't believe that we are in our second show of the new year, but that we are. And, I'm excited to have an opportunity to, again, encourage your listeners and remind them of some simple truths. And coming back after a perceived setback is a simple truth that, of course, like most truths, have some fundamental things that one can learn and practice, hone and own. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Well, I know I've been there. I have to admit, more than once. And I tell you, it's a place where you don't enjoy it, but you certainly, if you put your antenna up and, you know, your big girl panties on, you're going to learn something while you're there. And I tell you, it's, I look back and I just think, boy, you really can get stronger and you can get wiser and you can get better in the midst of any place that we call a setback. But what I did find, and just because I'm that kind of person, you often have to ask yourself a lot of very important questions when you're in that place. You know, often it is a surprise to you. You think you planned well and you put your ducks in a row and, you know, you did what you were supposed to do, but all of a sudden, instead of taking 10 steps forward, you took 10 steps back. You know, you're sometimes devastation. You know, there. I think what kept coming to my mind as I was thinking about this show was the day that I watched here in Houston Exxon shut down because of the crisis that was there that put so many people out of work, and they lost all of their pensions and just had to just literally move out in a day, you know, pack up their stuff and leave. Yeah. No jobs, no company. And I thought that, you know, that truly put, I'm sure, most families in a setback phase. So we're talking today about various types of things. It could be, you know, the family is experiencing a situation. It could be illness or some other type of misfortune. Again, it could be something where emotions are only involved, and it's very hard to dig out of that place. There are different types of setbacks, but whatever type it is, it's real to any of us at that particular time that we're going through it. And what it often will do to us is put us in a place where we, of course, feel very interrupted in life. Sometimes we will feel very much like we are stymied. Sometimes we just are feeling insecure, oftentimes helpless. There are a lot of emotions that are attached to that place that we call a setback. But one of the things I feel we need to do, and I don't want to make this sound easy to anybody because it isn't, but you have to assess it and ask yourself, what happened? Not what did I do to make it happen, but what has happened here that I can get my bearings and I can get a proper perspective and that I can look at a picture of what this is without it just feeling like it's so just in my lap. What's the big picture look like? And then begin to process that information as a means of getting, again, a grip on things so that you can start your journey back into the natural order of life that you've been experiencing.
That all sounds wonderful and very, very real. And true to remember, because when you are in what appears to be turmoil or the eye of a storm, oftentimes we're reacting, and we're not necessarily reminded to look at it logically, to ask ourselves any questions except for why me, and what the heck is going on.
Mm-hmm. It's true, and we often blame. We really do think if it's us, it's because of us. And that's just not always the case. You know, it's just not always the case. And that's why it's so important to ask that question, what happened? Because as I explained with Exxon, and there is a gazillion stories very similar that happened to us where, you know, we really did not play any kind of major role in causing the particular situation that we are going through. But if we did, even if we did, it's not a blame game. It's a taking responsibility game at that point. And realizing that, I think the proper big picture perspective of when you realize, yeah, it's because of me and I need to take responsibility, is still to take the finger pointing even away from yourself to say that all people will make mistakes or all people experience challenges or I'm not the first person that's experienced a setback. You know, someone said the other day that I was listening to said that if you have never been defeated, then you're not trying anything. You know, and that, you know, I don't mean to make any of it sound fluffy or poetic, because I know when I've been in hard places, I was not interested in fluffiness and poetry to, you know, good sounding quotes and words to help me. They inspire, but I say those things to say that there really are real, there's real languaging and information we have to deal with ourselves when we're creating that picture to, again, what happened, where is the responsibility? Yeah, okay, it's me. I'm going to be a big person about this, a big individual, and let this be on my shoulders to to help me get myself back up in action. So I guess the next thing we want to do. Yeah, go ahead, Cassandra.
Let me speak on that for a moment, because I love the word responsibility. I love the word. And I learned a view of responsibility years and years ago, and it's take responsibility and take control. And the reality is, as we speak about, certainly in our private conversations, as well as every Monday night for what, the last 2-3 years?
Three.
It's about our ability to respond to the situations that we are in. So it's not about, as you say, self-loathing. It's not about placing blame. It is shifting yourself when you are willing to take responsibility to look at where you are in your own situation and take responsibility for you being there. It is then and then only, as I have lived to learn, that you go from a victim position to a place of control. I'll take responsibility for this. Now what am I going to do? Now what can I do? I'll take responsibility. Because if you do not, cannot, or not willing to be present in your situation, then you're giving away your power to whoever you perceived, whatever you perceived caused the situation. And you are forever helpless. You really are stuck. So taking responsibility means waking up and realizing, okay, if something I did got me here, then what can I do to get out?
Right. Well, you just led right into the next question that is important to ask yourself. You'd also said, what can I do? So you've got to say, is it fixable? Is what has happened fixable? Well, the good news is that most things are, regardless of how challenging it may feel. Most things are. Not everything, but even if it's a situation where you feel like it can't be turned around, then what you must do is look for either another attitude about it or a way of handling it. But fortunately, most things can be fixed. Is it going to look like the same design that you had before? I don't know. Maybe you're not even going to try to do that. The important thing to realize, though, that it's probably, in all probability, not beyond repair. Not circumstances, not losing a job, not going through a divorce, experiencing devastation and depression, however difficult it may be, grief, it's fixable. Is it fixable overnight? No. Is it fixable next week? Probably not. Next year? In some cases, probably not. The important thing to remember, though, is that it is fixable. Knowing that it's fixable, knowing that there is a process or a plan or a pursuit that you can take to help put the pieces of things back together or pull yourself back together, whichever the case may be, just realizing that that can happen will help you make it happen.
Yes. I'd like to add to that also that when we are beside ourselves, it would be a good time to consider the fact that we do not, and I mean this is fact, we tend to think about it only when we feel out of control. But the truth is, we don't really know what the heck is going on. We have no contracts. We have the ultimate promise. But even in the whole mistake and when you're down and out thing, the reality, Silver, as again, you and I have lived long enough to learn and know that we are constantly evolving. We are in a never ending state of change. And change is oftentimes uncomfortable. Change is 99.9% of the time mysterious. Which, of course, so it's not going to look like something that you know. And change is not necessarily what you think is going on or to what end you think. And so if we can, I used to, when we were doing radio, I wrote this piece about the peeking eye. If you can, because we think we know, we think we know, we think we know, we think we know, and sometimes our eyes are clenched shut so tight for fear to see. But if we could just keep a peeking eye open, not to judge, but just to watch. And as I say mm-hmm. always, if you woke up, it ain't over. You are still in. I don't know what
that
I'm going to do.
For sure.
All right, well, do no harm. If you really can't figure it out, I play a video game. But if you woke up, no, period. Until I know, okay, advance in this way. But we have to consider and consider upon releasing the pressure that we put on ourselves of thinking that we know what the heck is going on. We don't know. That's the truth. We know what we'd like to happen. And I say this, Silver, because you know that with my life, I am on the top of the back end of some really real life-shattering, real serious changes, and everyone's gone through them. But if I had given up, if I had believed that that the change was negative, I would not be. I knew it was changing. And so that's what we just have to, and be willing to accept. Again, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? I mean, you know, if God is, God is. And God is
sure.
in the change. God is in everything. And so just exhale. Do the self-checks. But remember that you are on your process, on the way to becoming something else. We're always doing that. Sometimes it just doesn't hurt. Sometimes it's just not scary.
Yes, yes. Well, the next thing I have, the big question, all of those are big questions, but this might be the really big question, is where is up? If we want to get back in the game and the journey that's taking us up, come back from wherever we're calling a setback, what does that solution need to look like? And we will often, of course, we're very good and we have such a gift for imagination of mm-hmm. what we would, you know, what happiness feels like and perfect pictures of life and all of that. And I think all of that's wonderful. And we can use that. That was my point for coming up with ideas of where we're trying to get to and using that to help us on that journey. It may not be exactly like it when we get to where we're back up again. But we need to have some type of vision in our heart or mind and on some paper that will catapult us into making steps in the direction that's a better place for us. So if it's financial, you know, what do you need to do? What happened, and is it fixable, and what's the solution going to look like for you financially? Is it getting a job? Is it building your savings all over again? There could be many things, but listing those things of where you're trying to get to and then breaking them down into some type of order that will help you achieve it. Are you fighting a situation that's physical, acknowledging, you know, where is up, what do I need to do, what part can I play in my own physical development to help myself be in a place where I'm doing better, feeling better, cooperating mm-hmm. with life better. It could be, again, a number of things, spiritual, you know, it could be emotional. Looking for what, you know, that peace is supposed to look like and feel like, that place of balance that you're looking for. Is it because I need some better relationships? Is it because I feel like I need to really understand who God is and have a better relationship? There's a lot of things to be considered. I feel, and you probably know this because I'm under two from speaking with so many people, we don't always define it. We just want to be out of it. we don't often define it enough that it makes us work toward what that thing is. And that's why we need to define it, because we create a purpose and a plan and a vision and indicate that to ourselves, define it for ourselves. Then we'll more, the inclination is there to work toward that.
Yeah. Let me say to what you've said that sometimes we understand when it's really thick that you are not able. You know, you just don't want to be where you are. You might not be able to clearly articulate another place. I personally have been in that place of not knowing where, anywhere but here. Kind of thing, and I want to encourage people also the power in just knowing that. I mean, you talk about writing it down, and you and I have talked about that. It is a beyond a powerful, it's incredible, it's magic, as we call magic in this world. It's an act of faith, but write down I will. I mean, I love the song I Will Survive. It's a proclamation. It's a promise to yourself. It's a holding on. If you can't articulate clearly exactly what it is you want, and Silver, I always say, the more flexible we are, if you pick a side, you're on the winning side or the losing side. And sometimes that's just enough, because it's to our ability or our propensity to articulate things exactly the way they should be that also enables us to be blind to a lot of blessings and opportunities, because they don't look exactly the way you say you thought it should be. And I promise you, God can outdo you. And so if you just pick a side, I will survive, I will come through this. And I always add a thank you on the back of it. I will do this. Thank you. You can say I don't know how if you want, but whatever. But if you pick a side, I will be financially solvent. I will be happy. I will be healthy. Because, again, it cute concept. God don't need you to figure it out. What is your declaration? And just walk, like I say, out of that peeking eye, watch it unfold. But your declaration for your position enables you then to just hold on and journal, hold on and pray, do no harm. Be to the process, to yourself or to anyone. Don't beat yourself up. It's just. And I say that because a lot of times we can't know. I could not have, in many of my situations, and you know this, you know me well enough to know, child, I didn't see this coming, but I knew something was coming.
Yes.
Something good.
Yes, you know? Yes. Well, there's a few other points I want us to hit on quickly. We have to do it in about 5 or 6 minutes, but we can. After we've done all of that processing that we need to, we have to be brave. That's one of the things I have. I don't know about another person, but I know I believe I don't think you can get through this life without having some degree of courage. For some people, you know, they need a lot of it, but depending on where they are, what the circumstances are. But you know, getting up and getting out into the thick of things and the rat race and doing life, I believe, requires a lot of courage. So when you find yourself in a place where it's really been unpleasant, you know, just have to, again, muster up the little bit of courage that you need to do the things you just said, Cassandra. Make some declarations that says, I'm going to get through this. I can get through this. This is what's going to happen because I'm going to stand up in the face of it. You will need people and resources, and that's going to, you know, we can't count that out. We need to reach out for help from other people. What say you to those things?
Oh, I say amen. I say absolutely. It is, as you talk about Master Your Mindset Monday, it's a mind game, Silver, you know that. And It's like it's whatever you say. It's snowing here today. We got 11 inches of snow. You know how I feel about that. But I decided that it's going to be okay today. And it is. I was able to navigate my way to the TV station, and the sun is shining now. I'm sitting here watching a mound of snow heated by sunlight because it's only 11 degrees. Slip and slide off the roof of a car that's parked in front of me. And I decided that this snowstorm is okay. And so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that
right.
Just, and it sounds crazy, and it's that crazy real. It is a mind game. If you can stay connected, stay healthy, if you can stay in any way possible, and stay in your game.
This is true.
Then the game
goes on.
This is
true. That's
so,
right.
Go on. No, you please go.
I was going to say that you also need patience. Again, I had said a little earlier, it's not going to happen overnight, maybe next week, not even next week, or maybe not even next year. But you have to also, with that courage, know that depending on the intensity of the challenge, it may take a little bit longer to get things back the way you want them, to get to that place that you call up.
Right. And I, let me add to that also, let us remember that we don't know what it's going to look like. What we say or think it should look like is simply noise that we make. And so in that state of not knowing or that state of not having, why don't we just remind ourselves that you have to take this dark twist or painful turn in order to get to the place of light. And so let us redefine those times that don't feel or look wonderful as necessary roads to get us to where it is that we are going for a better place or a brighter day.
Yes. And the last thing I have, Cassandra, and I know we both know about this, we wake up with it and go to sleep with it, and so do lots of others. You're going to need faith, especially in yourself, and you'll need it to believe that you can move forward, which is pretty much what you just spoke to. But definitely we need to have a faith in ourselves and not make it somebody else's responsibility to take us through the journey. There are people who will align themselves with us and who will help us, encourage us, inspire us, and maybe help us in other sorts of ways because we need them. But bottom line, you've got to keep feeding yourself the information, the inspiration, the thoughts of courage and fortitude to keep yourself moving in the direction of up.
Yeah. You know, Silver, as individuals, it is ours to do, and we are able to respond. That responsibility is ours, and no one
That's
is better
true.
Suited than us to do
That's
us.
True. That's for sure. Well, listen, we are at the tail end. I just want to thank you because you're always so phenomenal when we do this. Quickly, go ahead and share your website, and I want to thank you for being so important to these conversations. Appreciate you so much, and just bless your day, Cassandra. Thank you. Put your website
you,
out there for me real quick.
CassandraMcShepherd.com. And I'm sure you've got a link on your website. You can tune in and do live TV with me as we stream Fox6Now.com Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10. And there's many segments. Silver, they put me on skis and pushed me down a hill a couple of weeks ago. I started
Ooh,
a segment
wee.
First. Yes, first at 50, and I have never skied before, so that's them. If you want a good laugh, and you happen to find people who fall and then can get up and talk and walk and talk about it, funny. Oh, you want to check out Real Milwaukee Fox 6Now.com. I look cute, but
yeah,
maybe that's a good film.
I'll have to learn more about that. And I want to thank you again, Cassandra, and thank all of you for listening, and tell your friends about Foxology, but please keep things in mind today. If you're feeling a setback, know that you can make a comeback. All you need to do is look up to see up, to get up and to journey up. It's a mindset. You have a wonderful day. Be blessed. I look forward to talking to you next time.